I'm at UK GovCamp talking to Rufus Pollock, who's been one of the great movers in the open data movement. Rufus, tell us a bit about what you do.
So at the Open Knowledge Foundation, which I helped co-found, we work to promote open information and people using it for good stuff. I mean, the key point to make here is that open data, open knowledge, open information isn't really an end in itself. It's not like food or shelter or love or community. So the point about it is it's got to be used. You know, the value in it is when it's used to make our world better in some way. It could be discovering a new cure for cancer. It could be making sure there's justice in regard of extractive industries. It could be about even where you invest your pension. That's what we need to do. We need to use open data effectively. And the issue at the moment is bridging the divide between people who have data or in a good way and have the expertise of kind of analyzing it, visualizing it, structuring whatever, and the people who really have that need to have access to the data to use it for some purpose.
And how do you think we can actually do that? It's quite a challenge. You've got some very different types of people. You've got some stato coding types of people, and I love those people a lot, and there's a lot of love in that data, but they're not the people you see on the barricades, it has to be said. But it's the people on the barricades who need to take the ammunition, surely, that the open data community is producing. How do we do that?
Well, I think the work you do, actually, I should say here, but I think one of the things is a hard work to go out and engage those communities more. I think that's one thing. Not to be bad, it's always true of any community, is that we tend to have meetings where we meet each other and people who already share these views. I think there's a big chance to go out, you know, be it in your local community, go to meetings of the kind that those people who actually want the data, who have or are doing activism, and chat with them and talk with them. That's one thing. I think the other thing is we need to do some real documentation work. And obviously there's a tool thing. I think the tools are getting better. So even though it's a proprietary provider, the things that are now getting produced by Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and even not just by them, but also by your average coder occasionally, there are now getting some really nice tools for working with data, which are making it more accessible. You know, the difference between Google Maps, write some JavaScript, and Fusion tables is quite dramatic. So I think there's a tools aspect, there's a documentation access, and there's engagement. And obviously, the most important, really, though, is the engagement. And when I say engagement, it's also dialogue both ways. I hate the word dialogue, but, you know, the sense of going and talking to people who've got the actual problem, saying, here's how I could help you solve it, and also, what are your problems? I think it's a big aspect. It's true also of visualizations. Are they actually solving a problem someone has as opposed to looking pretty? You know, are they eye candy or are they actually making the world better? And often, you know, a simple Excel line graph could be far better than some beautiful visualization and actually conveying a point or helping someone make a difference.
That's great stuff. Thank you very much.
No problem.